I don't know.
You see anything kind of bad?
Not really.
Past, nowadays?
Well, the bump hustle nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, waltz. I don't know.
Okay. This expression, say if it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when children get out of school, you say at 3 o'clock school does what?
School gets out.
Okay. Now say if it's in the summer when school hasn't been in session, toward the end of the summer somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. And say if a boy was supposed to go to school, he left home supposedly to go to school, but he never got there on purpose. You'd say he did what?
He skipped.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
He cut.
What about an elementary school child or junior high? Would you say he skipped or cut?
I'd say he didn't go.
Okay. What about
but play? If he stayed at home, he played hooky.
He played hooky. Okay.
You know, I think of playing hooky like he tells his mama he's sick.
Oh,
and don't go.
Oh, I see. So he doesn't just leave and go to the movie or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Okay. But a college student would, if he doesn't just say he didn't want to go to class,
he cut
class. Okay. And a person goes to school to get an
education.
And after high school, some people go to
college.
Yeah. What about after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade?
And in the school room, each student has his own
desk.
And you've got a room full of
desks.
Okay. Some buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to stay overnight in the town, you'd stay in a
hotel.
All right. What about if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd go to the
theater.
Okay. And if you got very sick, you might have to go to the
hospital.
And the woman who takes care of you there, she's the
nurse.
What about if you wanted to catch a train, you'd go to the
depot.
Mm-hmm. Or the
train
rail
station. Railroad station.
Say that again?
Railroad station.
Okay. In a lot of small southern towns, I don't know if it's exactly this way in Hattiesburg, especially where you have the courthouse, the businesses downtown might be kind of arranged around the courthouse or the monument or something like that. Have you ever heard that place called anything particular?
It makes me think of Oxford as a square.
Yeah, yeah. I mean Oxford, England? Oh, Oxford, Mississippi.
Right.
Oh, I've never been to Oxford. Just called the square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever heard people call it Court Square or?
No.
Okay. Say if downtown, one building was located here, another one located here, you'd say this one was just right across the street from it. But what if it were positioned like this?
It's catty corner.
Yeah, okay. What else could be catty cornered? Like if you had that corner over there, if that organ wasn't flush with the wall, but it was kind of at an angle with the corner like this?
If the corner was like that and the organ was like that, it'd be catty cornered.
Or mean across the corner,
mm-hmm,
like that? That would be catty corner. Okay. Have you ever heard the terms anti-godlin or anti-godlin?
No.
Okay. What about these vehicles that are still used for transportation in San Francisco, run on rails and powered from a wire overhead?
Streetcars.
Okay. Any other terms for those?
No.
Trolley car?
Trolley cars, I've heard it.
Or say if you were on a trolley car or a bus or something like that, you might tell the driver the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Mm-hmm. And here in Hattiesburg, where you have the courthouse, this is the Forest County. Or any town where you have the courthouse, that's the of the county.